This week on Clown College.
Like Willis versus the Supreme Court. Or Willis versus the United States.
Bro, versus Willis.
The people versus Brandon Willis documentary.
You're going against the people, bro.
The children versus Brandon Willis.
No, thank you.
You're fighting the good fight. This is free speech.
Free speech. It's your own pictures.
Yeah. Should you be able to sell pictures of yourself when you were younger?
No.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
Willis,
Don, and JJ.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
All right.
How's your day, Brandon?
Hey, man, I woke up this morning.
That's all that matters.
God, that's all that matters.
Dude, you're already talking like an EMS, dude.
Yeah,
that is how they fucking talk.
I just need my cigarette break every 5 seconds.
Oh, throwing shade.
Hey, don't talk about
Nobody
them.
Does
all
that.
Right,
I'm
first
just joking.
All,
Nobody says that. That was just a joke.
You ever hit your vape in the ambulance?
No.
You ever blow the smoke directly into a patient's face?
Never, man. Never.
During CPR?
That's how you lose your job. There, man. You can get as air they can get.
Inhale it and then blow it directly into their mouth.
You will be out. Just like that.
What's the worst thing you've seen someone do to somebody else?
They can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's a HIPAA violation.
I thought you were talking about in general.
I meant in life.
Oh, in life?
Yeah. Mm. Wow, I like this.
I had an instructor that was like my MMA coach. He told me he beat some dude up, knocked him out, and then assert dominance or something, he peed on him.
You've mentioned that.
I guess that's pretty rough.
To assert dominance.
He was like, yeah, man, I did that. Because he's like, imagine being
What is something that you've seen?
Oh, that I've seen.
That you personally seen somebody do to somebody else.
I guess my first year and this is pretty bad. I guess we'll just throw one out there. Because there's a lot of stuff that's crazy. But like one thing I remember, I was like 6 years old and I was like at this, I was trying to buy some candy in a snack shack and get like some Sour Patch Kids. And this is like my first day there and I heard like glass break. And this kid was like, this dude, he was like in middle school. So he was like tall as hell, man. He was big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Dom size, and he was coming around. He was like, oh shit, oh, he was crying. Everybody surround him. It's like I was bleeding out, and they were trying to get him in the nurse's office to calm him down.
What happened to his eye?
Oh well, it must have happened because remember he got thrown from the cafeteria when they were fighting.
We're not there.
So when they were fighting, there was a cafeteria. There was a glass wall, and they threw him through the glass wall. Oh, maybe he cut his eye with some of the glass.
Ooh, and, like, okay. Did you say that before?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He said, you know, when
he told
him backwards, the wall.
But it's all good.
Was he fighting the Incredible Hulk?
I don't know who the fuck he was fighting. Then another scene where like the nerd, the PE coach, trying to hold his kid's head in while he was crying because he like busted his head open on the trampoline.
Mm.
And I was going to art class and
what
I was just watching.
This
is
at all what I meant.
You talking about that little one?
Yeah, and he like jumped and he like boom, cracked it wide
this
open.
This isn't at all what I meant.
And they were like holding his head in. She was like, it's okay, baby. And he's just screaming and stuff. And like, I'm trying to go to art class. And then there was blood all over the
you
floor.
You would make a great EMT.
Yeah, man, that was in like second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back with like staples and stuff. We were like, oh shit, look at you.
You got shit split open.
Oh, wide open. Mm-hmm. Like she was holding it in.
Hey, you said he had the staples in his head.
Hey, huh? We're back.
He had the staples in his head.
Yeah, like Frankenstein. Man.
Oh, they call him Frankenstein?
I called him Frankenstein.
You were bullying Chucky? Him, Brandon?
No, we were friends. I was the one getting bullied at that time. Man, I was young and didn't know stuff and people thought I was slow.
Yeah. So usually when somebody bullies you, you bully somebody else.
No, man, I didn't bully him. Mm-hmm. I didn't bully nobody, man. No. I didn't believe in that.
But you said
you called him Frankenstein.
Well, because we all joked around, man. Like we all joked around. If I came with staples, you guys would be like Frankenstein.
I would say Chucky. I would go Chucky. Yeah, Chucky.
Look at that, see? Yeah. You already got ideas. So that's just friends being friends, man.
What's the worst thing you've ever seen, Dom, that you can talk about?
Ah, damn. don't know, man. The worst thing I've ever seen.
I don't know why I asked. This is horrible. No,
this is just horrible. It can get real
this
in here.
This is the worst thing.
I thought therapy. Brandon was going to say gay marriage.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know. You guys go.
I saw that homeless guy kill that other guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did. Yeah,
that was terrible.
Yeah.
That was a pretty shitty thing to do.
That's a good one.
I don't know why I asked this.
Mm-hmm. This is a good topic.
Yeah, it is. Talk about it. Damn, I don't know.
I've not seen anything bad.
I mean, I've seen people die, but I don't think it's the worst thing.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
You know what I mean? It wasn't the worst thing when I seen, because he died. He had dropped dead, drank too many Red Bulls and tried to run.
Ooh. Oh my God. That's actually crazy.
Was it you? Was it you watching
yourself?
Dude,
that's why I will never drink a Red Bull before I work out, even though I will take pre-workout, which I know is 10 times worse. Yeah. But
I drank a Red Bull before I work out today.
He drank like three, like the big boys, and then went running in 140 degree heat. Boop.
Well, yeah, that's the dumbest.
All you saw was dust come up, and he was eventually became dust. Probably by now he definitely does.
You're saying he was in Afghanistan when he did? So he got fucked up on three Red Bulls.
Mm. Afghani Red Bulls.
Mm. And then ran in the fucking desert and died?
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not like the worst. I mean, I've seen worse. I can't say them because they are people that I know.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, that's not, though. Yeah, that's definitely.
You'll have to go back home eventually.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Really soon. Yeah, yeah. I'll see them, so I can't. Yeah, sometimes people get kicked down the stairs.
True.
Significant others.
True.
If you love somebody.
All I cut is you saying, we'll cut this part out.
I mean, dude, I seen one time we were at basketball, like playing basketball, and it's like there was a fight that broke out. And we were all like kids, right? We were all like 10. And then he had a sister that was like 18. And she got mad because they started fighting and wild out and then like drove on the grass and tried to run us all over with her car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You have talked about that.
That's actually hilarious.
I know, but it's just retarded every time I think about it.
Yeah.
And then the people outside didn't say nothing until we almost got hit. It. And then said, I'm going to call the cops. I'm like, you could have done that before.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, though.
I love it.
He was a good dude.
He's a good guy.
Hey, Brandon, nice shirt, man.
Thanks, man. I lost some weight.
I see. And, you look like you had to have surgery to lose that much weight.
Oh, man, yeah, man. I used to have a different name, too, back in the day.
What was that?
Damn, Pat, you look skinny, man.
Thanks, man. Man. You know, holding them down.
Mm-hmm. Holding who down?
I told you I was on X-Men. Holding them superheroes down.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, my Lord.
I've seen two of the funniest tweets I've seen in my life recently. I don't know why. I never remember tweets, but I remember these two.
Mm-hmm.
One was of Chris Brown dancing on, like, his newest tour. He's doing, like, a crazy corkscrew and, like, a backflip.
Yeah.
Bunch of athletic shit, and somebody just retweeted it and said, Rihanna never stood a chance. He's doing fucking backflip.
He's on, like, his anniversary tour, so yeah.
Anniversary, huh?
Like 20 years.
Damn, 20 years.
Of being Chris Brown.
No, not since he whooped Rihanna's ass.
That's
no.
Fucked up. That would be a crazy tour.
That would be a crazy tour.
That's
illegal, too. That's horrible.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal at all.
So he could do that?
In fact, I want to do it now just because it's legal.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to think, first of all, what is she, Panamanian or some shit like that?
Trinidad and Tobago.
She's spicy. She was beating his ass. I'm going to tell you that now.
She was 17.
Huh?
She was 17.
He was 17.
He was 19.
Huh?
He was 19.
Well, think about
if she headbutted you.
Oh, man. Your life's going to be over, man. You're going to be a whole different man.
Yeah.
You're going to be challenged.
I'll let her headbutt me. But,
nationality.
I bet some people are into that. Yeah. There's definitely somebody
Barbadian.
Who wants to get a headbutt.
I thought it said Barbadian.
You tell me she wasn't fucking him up?
Maybe a little bit.
No, she was beating his ass. It scratches all over, I'm telling you. But, you know, he did do wrong. I'm not saying he didn't do wrong, but.
What?
I'm saying you don't know the whole story.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah, dude. I don't think I need to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was wrong, because you're not supposed to, you know, you can't hit women.
Was this a big deal when it happened?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God.
I didn't know if we were past that point already.
Oh, well, we're past it now.
Like, but when I'm saying, like, if a star at the level of Chris Brown, it came out that he was, like, hitting his wife, that'd be, like, a really big deal.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So but it was like, back
it's
then,
been
too?
15 years.
Yeah, and
really?
People, it's still and like, people are just now.
They just referenced it on Saturday Night Live.
He just sold out a world tour. Though.
Yeah.
Well, he's still popular. I mean, R. Kelly was selling out.
And they had the VHS tape going around of him peeing on an underage girl.
Pull it up.
Did he know?
Huh?
Did he know what?
That she was underage.
Yeah, come on. I don't, man, yes.
I was just asking.
They asked him, they were like, do you like teenagers? He's 50 years old. He's like, when you say teenagers,
how old do you mean?
Yeah, how old do you mean? You've seen that, right?
No.
What? Oh, my God.
Look up R. Kelly teenager interview. Oh, it's the best. Oh, I can't believe you've never seen this.
No, I've never seen
have
that.
You asked,
R. Kelly
have you
asked
seen the one where he's denying hog tying them?
Yeah, that's
no.
New one.
Oh, my God.
I've only ever God, seen where he's crying and talking to Gail King.
Yes, that's the one.
That's the hog tie.
I don't even know hog tie.
Oh, okay, I do think I've
yeah, but this is. Okay, yeah, press balls. In
that's R. Kelly?
No.
Oh. You're so racist.
Why is this Facebook video shit popping up?
That's oh, and
so
this
weird.
Didn't work.
That's so weird.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is what it did to me on Bryson Sapphire.
Hey, turn
show.
On in the corner. Yeah.
Hold up, yo.
No, well.
So we can all hear.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, but in the corner
right
of the video.
No, he did
also.
That. He did that. This is what I was doing on Bryson Sapphire.
No, in the volume in the corner of the video.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, he just did that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
All right, you got it
I'm telling
ready?
You, yeah, watch. It's going to go right back to, see?
Okay.
That's what it was doing on
the
Bryson Sapphire.
Back up and just pull up a YouTube. Oh, there we go.
When you say teenage, how are we talking? Girls who are teenagers. 19? 19 and younger. I have some 19-year-old friends, but I don't like anybody illegal if that's what we're talking about, underage.
Uh-huh.
Dude, why did
how old was he in that video?
It looks 50.
Yo, why'd the interviewer look like Jalen a little bit?
He did.
Like, dude. Not R. Kelly, the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, dude, they got the interviewer. His name is Torre. Hell yeah.
You like him?
Torre?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about Torre, man.
He looks like Jalen, though.
Well, then, I mean,
you gotta get benefit of the doubt.
I do. Then, yes, man.
Shout out Jalen.
Shout out Jalen Brown, my guy.
Jalen should do one of those predator catching YouTube channels, but he just talks to them and makes them feel bad.
Yeah.
Instead of beating them up. It's like, man, what are you doing?
Dude, those dudes are going. They start beating up like slow people. They're beating up slow people, bro.
I'm worried for our friends.
Who? We bet not have those.
What?
Who would it would be?
That not you, Dante.
What? Why?
Imagine Jake.
Hmm.
Jake
would never. I wouldn't.
Oh yeah, Jake would fucking.
It better. I would be hurt if I found out one of my coworkers, and that's the worst thing. He in the army, he was the S6 guy who were the computer guys, right? Whole FBI showed up to the fucking brigade and took him out, like a fucking five black vehicles. I was like, this motherfucker killed somebody, but he had like so much child porn.
Oh man!
And he was distributing it out like on the dark web and like getting a lot of money from it. And he was just a regular guy. I mean, he was just a nice guy. It, like he's who you wanted to come fix your computer.
Like Ian?
He would actually yes,
dude.
Maybe not.
No. Because he wasn't funny. He was really, he was pure nice. You know that kind of person.
Yeah,
it'd be like Brandon. It'd be like if you heard Brandon had did that, you'd be hurt. You'd be like, dude, I fucking love Conrad or whatever.
Brandon would go to jail for child porn of him.
His own
no,
shit.
Okay, Brandon. No. Oh, no.
That's
so
the sequel to the Dan Price.
Oh my God.
Lucky, unlucky guy.
You want to see this? That's me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
It would be horrible.
Dude, it would be like Willis versus the Supreme Court. You know, or Willis
United
versus
States.
The
yes,
United States.
Yeah. United States
bro,
versus
oh my
B.
God.
Willis.
The people versus Brandon Willis documentary.
You're going against the people, bro.
The children versus Brandon Willis.
No, thank you.
You're fighting the good fight. This is free speech.
Free speech.
Yeah, free look
it's your
up,
own
man.
Pictures.
Yeah. Should you be able to sell pictures of yourself when you were younger?
No,
I'm just saying, as the law states, which
that's
should
a
you
very
be
interesting question.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Could you sell your own?
Could I sell my own?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
What do you think the law should state?
I think whatever the law wants to do right now, I think the law should just do what they want to do.
I'm saying, so the law be you can't sell your own pictures of yourself?
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah, I don't think we should be able to do that.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's what you think.
Yeah, I don't. man.
That's crazy.
Because that's horrible.
That's crazy because there are going to be some people hear that and go, it's a valid argument.
Because I'm like, it's horrible. Especially the people buying it because why they want to see that?
Because they're pedophiles.
See, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's
so instead good. Of acting on their urges, they just look at you when you were a boy, even though you're a man now.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, what if it helped them not offend?
I don't think that's going to help.
Brandon, you could help 100,000 people not be pedophiles if you just gave them pictures of yourself when you were younger.
That's not helping.
And you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't save all these children. 100,000 children.
That's not helping them because they're going to see that and be like, ooh, I want to see more. And then just go venture
And then they'll
out.
Look up more.
Yeah. And you just keep on sending them. I know you have plenty of Polaroids.
You just gotta source them from your immediate family.
But then they're gonna get tired of it's gonna be like when somebody watches like Norm pointing, but I want to see more and venture out. That's not good.
Well, then we get them. Yeah. Well, then we cap them.
Mm.
That's like where if the law's this, in. Where we are allow them this much, we give them no more.
Yeah.
And like just
and then straight firing squad.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Nah, man, because I feel like then they're gonna start being like, oh, I need to. That's like somebody that gets like a. Let me think right here. What's this alcohol, man? Mm-hmm. Let's say, this is water. But let's say somebody gets some alcohol or something, and they'd be like, "Oh man, I want to try different voyages and different stuff." Like
what if you're a gateway?
Is that what I'm saying? That's like a gateway drug, man. That's not
to
that bad other field of horrible stuff. I mean, it's bad either way. It's all bad.
So you're saying you wouldn't give your pictures up to save 100,000 children?
That's not going to save them, man.
I'm just saying, would you, though?
If hypothetically it did.
If you had to save the world.
No, if it did, what we're saying.
If it did,
the world.
So let me ask everybody in the room, would y'all do that? Would y'all do that if it was going to save?
Yes.
Then I would, too. If it's going to save the world. But I'm not going to be like, hey, man.
I got pictures of me and my tidy whities. And my they were chasing me with the camera.
Well, I got a pedophile.
Until I was fat, Brandon.
Dude.
I had inverted nipples. Now they're always hard.
Was an interesting choice of words.
Dude.
I wonder if mine are inverted. Should we check it out?
No.
Brandon, would you tell the world out there if my nipples are inverted or not?
I mean, dude, we all would. We all would tell.
We'd have no choice. We'd exclaim
if you
it.
Want us to.
Involuntarily.
If you were like,
but do
hey,
you
man.
Consent to it? To seeing my breast?
I mean, yeah, man.
There's 100,000 children.
That's the new thing.
Dude, and mine,
there's 100,000 kids.
Dude, my picture, mine is bad because I got one of like my family walking in. It's me with like a newspaper, like a catalog from like 2005. And they walk in, I'm like that.
You on a toilet?
Yeah, and it's like.
That it's was just, evidence in a case. 100%. That was exhibit.
Did you ever
7.
Have to go in a room and talk to people?
Well, I mean, no. Just about like my in class where they make me be like, "Can you draw on a straight line?" But that was it.
What were they wearing? The people that asked you. The people that asked you to do that. Do you remember?
This is special ed.
Well, I know.
Oh.
But like, I was wondering if this was like a separate.
No, people. You were drawing a straight line, and
oh no, just some old chick, some lady, like what was it, like a
social
pink t-shirt?
Not like all black and like sunglasses.
Oh, like the Matrix.
Yeah. Not okay. Okay.
Redpool, blue.
Well, they want to wear to kids. They wear softening things.
Yeah.
Because
so
maybe
like the Oracle.
Maybe you were drawing lines to where they.
Oh my God!
You always pointed in the direction of like the national treasure.
It's like a what's that thing? Connect the dots, like one of those things. It was like a human figure. They're like connected to where it happened. Like, yeah.
They didn't do that to you though.
No, man. Thankfully, I never lived for that. Thankfully.
Mm-hmm. That's good or bad. It could be. I don't know.
Just means nobody got.
No, they were just like, can you draw?
I don't remember.
They were like, can you just draw your name? It's not floating on this like thing. Mm-hmm. Cause you know where you have the straight line on the line paper.
Yeah,
and they're like, can you make it where it's not
floating?
Oh, when you it's on the bottom.
See, that's some bullshit.
And then
and nobody cares about penmanship.
Like, they think people are retarded because they can't. And it's like, dude, like, how about you focus on actual things?
Exactly. Yeah, and they might have been right in some instances.
Yeah. it's correlation, not cause.
Right. Like, it's so what I can't tie my shoes. Like, right? Exactly. Like, I can.
Was that you?
No.
Yeah, that was me. I was wearing Velcro until 6th grade.
How would you say?
Huh?
How long? Can you repeat that last sentence?
Oh, I just said I was wearing Velcro to like 6th grade, man. And everybody was like, buckle up. And I was like, fuck that, man. Like, the whole class Yeah, they're like, fasten your seatbelt. So I was like, fuck that, man. Let me go get some Nikes. I went and got some Nikes.
They make Velcro Nikes?
No, we got some.
Did you know how to tie your shoes when you got the Nikes?
I wasn't the best.
Could you double knot?
Yeah, now.
No, but like it's 6th grade when you stop wearing Velcro shoes. So 6th grade, you stop wearing Velcro shoes.
Yes.
Could you tie your shoes in 6th
grade? Oh, yeah, I was like, we got to get this. Once that moment happened, I was like,
you tied them yourself or somebody else?
Oh, no, I tied them myself.
Every time?
Yep.
From the first time you put them on?
Yep, in 6th grade, yeah.
That's a big
answer. But what about after before then?
Yeah.
You talking about like in 5th grade, 4th grade?
Yeah.
No, I was just wearing Velcro.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even do it.
I do tie them weird. Like, I don't do...
What do you do?
Y'all do, like, some fancy step after you... I don't know.
Loop around a rabbit and shit.
Yeah, yeah, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck y'all are
doing. What do you
y'all
do? Double knot? Double loop?
I just make one loop, make another loop, and then tie them into a knot.
Yeah, I could not do that.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
I don't know what the fuck. The loop around the thing and then the... I'm like, what the
fuck? The bunny goes through the hole.
Yeah.
See, I'm too... like, there's a point in my... I think I'm just too stupid or I smoke too much weed, but like, I can't comprehend the past.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Dude, let's get a shoe, man.
I can time my shoe.
Well,
right.
Wait, before you do that, put your foot in the camera and let them see how good you did it right there. Because like me looking at your foot right there, man, you have tied it greatly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's show the camera. Show the camera.
Please. What the fuck?
I'll just take my shoe off.
This perfect so much knot. Easier than what I would have done.
I guess if that's what you want to do.
All right. Okay.
I mean, that's
brilliant.
This is how I would tie my shoe. And I have bad fine motor skills. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm. So, I've always said
that. You take this, goes over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it goes up and under.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Make one loop.
I mistake which way sometimes.
And then you just take this, wrap it around, and then through that
one. 100%. That's the way to tie Cthulhu-ass shit. Now will you pass your shoe to Alex and show us how you do it?
I agree with you,
that's
Alex.
Some eldritch
magic. Like
you don't do it like that either?
Oops, fuck.
No, damn.
Oh, what if I just started with the two remedies? No, I do that.
Okay, so you do the under X.
And then I just do that.
See, that looks more complicated.
Yeah, really? I think that's...
Really?
And you don't get it as tight as you want.
Need. Well, so I get it as tight as I want. How would I do that? So how would I get it tight?
Oh, right there. That's where you get
it tight. That's the first tight, and then I'd hold it there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is more complicated what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, it is stupider.
Huh.
But it's the Chinese way. I don't know.
You mind if I try?
Yeah.
I'll show you
guys.
Take
a stab at it.
We are truly special needs. Special needs class, dude.
Okay, let me move this out the way.
Make sure you do it in front of
the...
Right there, that's perfect.
This is crazy.
So look, I get right here. I go there. Then I get up here.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you doing the way we do.
Then I do that, and then I go.
That's... You just do a double knot.
But
you do it the way me and JJ are saying.
I told you, man. I started learning in 6th grade. I was like, fuck, man.
But before 6th grade, so you learned how to tie your shoes when you were 11 years old.
Yeah, I was like, dude,
that's most people.
Once the class got together and said buckle up and shit,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the lunchroom, I couldn't even eat my food, man. I was like, fuck that.
What?
So a lot of your... A lot of these pushes have been like being made fun of. Have pushed you,
and then it changed.
And it works.
It did work.
Wrestling
made me stronger. Made me stronger, man.
Just throw it.
Now
you
there's a line.
You ready? Are you gonna be able to catch it?
Yeah.
Brandon, throw it.
He pump faked me like 5 times.
Just make sure you're ready.
That's hilarious.
but bullying's good.
Yeah.
It helps you out.
See, Brandon's on board.
It either makes you or breaks you.
Mm-hmm. You can't let it break you.
No, you can't. Yeah, man. You can't let them do that. They push you in the bushes, man. You get back up.
Hey, what do you do after they slam you off the monkey bars?
Mm.
you get back up and do it again.
Yeah.
Well, if you could do it over.
Oh, if I could do it over. Well, I mean, I wouldn't change anything in my life, but I mean, if I could do it, if it happened now, and he slammed me in the ground, you got to get up and start, you got to swing at him, man. Mm-hmm. This is not even monkey bar. Now,
yeah,
now
but after that, would you get back on the monkey bars?
I would put him on the monkey bars. That's what I'd do. Slam him on the monkey bars.
Even
that's
though he was mentally challenged.
I guess we were both in the same bar. We were in the same class.
Yeah, no, you guys are fair game.
So, yeah, it's fair game right there, man. It's fair game for you. You just turned the fuck out of her, man. Shit. Man, hell yeah. We're going to slam the hell out of that dude. Man.
Yeah.
Man, shit. In the papers, I'm getting away.
What?
Because we're both in the same class, so it can't be like, oh, man, you beat this special guy, but we in the same class.
Oh, yeah. You're 100% good.
So I'm good. I don't know
that's
about
why
you.
That's why they can't tell you can't say certain words.
I'm good,
about,
man.
What about me?
Were you in special ed? What did he say? Were you in special ed?
No,
see,
man.
So you're good. So you, but everybody man. Be like, damn, bro, you going to hurt that special ed dude.
I was not in special ed, dude. And if anything, I think with modern science, we know you guys would have the advantage.
Sure.
Oh, Lord.
I got leeway,
that
man.
Guy just pulled a stop sign out of the ground with one hand.
Dude, I would have spun around, slung him into the monkey bar. Man, I would have. Well, not to, I mean, today, but back then, no. I would have went back on there because I didn't know.
How old were you in that time?
6 years old. Wait, no, hold on. Let's see. What grade were you in? 2010. I was in first grade, I think. First
six
grade.
Or seven.
I was 30.
First grade. So I was, let's see. 1, 2. So when let's see when Iron Man 2 came out. That'll tell you.
That was 2011. That was 2011.
I know because I remember the bootleg man came in there, and I got it from his trunk.
I was 2010. My bad.
So 2010.
Just the joke.
May 7th. So yeah, I was recently 6 years old. So I was 6.
He was 6 years old.
Yep.
That's when he was slamming you.
Yeah, that's when that monkey.
And then it took you 4 more years after that to learn to tie your shoes.
Yes.
Okay. 5. Yes,
it did. No, actually, yeah, because six.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Five, so sixth five. Grade. So
I should have been in the class.
He had to double his lifespan.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though, man.
Yeah. John Favreau.
Ivan Vanko.
The Mandarin. Wait, that's 3.
You guys seen New Captain America?
No, is it good?
Very good. It's like Donald Trump, man.
You know what? Yeah. See, this is why those fucking good, reviews though. Are bullshit. Because everybody's been saying, everybody who's your complexion has been saying it's bad.
Dirty white.
Every black person I've talked to has said it's good. Now I don't have Disney Plus anymore, so I'll wait till somebody, I mean.
What's it called? Brave things. New World?
Yep.
Oh, BNW? No.
But they every
Birth
every,
of a New Nation?
Black, not white.
Dude, where is he at? Let me just do normal Harrison Ford because this.
Oh, does
I'm
Harrison
you, him,
Ford play Donald Trump?
That is like is that Donald like Trump.
And Donald Trump mm-hmm. turns
exactly,
into the Hulk.
Yes, because then he gets this crazy.
Awesome. If he turned into the Hulk, if oh my
an
God.
Orange.
But
Hulk?
What if he still acted like how he was?
Dude, he gets so crazy. They're like, dude, you can't be in office, and they pull him out and put him in jail. Like, dude, you too. And he always has to take like anxiety pill because he's like, oh shit.
Because he'll turn into the Hulk,
he's
right?
He's like, dude, I'm getting my shit. And everybody's like, hey man, calm down, bro, take these pills. And then like the dude sabotages.
Here's the 4 great sci-fi actors.
So yeah, now he becomes a Hulk, and they're like, man, this dude's too wild.
Why is he red?
Why is he red? Well,
Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
You seen an Incredible Hulk with the one in 2003? Or 2004?
One with Ed Norton?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that's the one that explains why he became the Red Hulk.
Well, I know the Hulk is green because of the gamma rays.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I got to rewatch red. That because
that's Ant-Man.
It's a spinoff from the one from like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Same universe.
Yeah.
Pin. Ain't that right, Brandon?
What happened?
Pin particles is why he's red.
Pin particles? What is pin particles?
The Ant-Man thing.
Oh, then there you go, man. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
He watched it. We're the only ones that we haven't watched it.
So
watched
it, that's Alex? Why I asked. I just want to know
you did you watch the 5 Rings thing?
No, I tuned out of Marvel. Like at Ultron.
Bro.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped at
really?
Ultron.
Really? Ultron was when you stopped?
Yeah.
After
oh,
Endgame.
You missed out.
I know.
Yeah, Endgame was a button on it, dude.
Never
so
watched
good.
It.
Endgame? I can't believe you.
It's
you
too
watched
long,
this,
man.
One?
Yeah,
it's,
oh,
it's
dude,
worth every
hell,
fucking
yeah.
second,
though. Dude, what do you mean? It's a CGI movie.
Yeah,
there's no. You don't it have to have an attention span.
It is
to
crazy
watch it.
When they film it. They're in a blue room.
Yeah,
with nothing. And they have to pretend. It's insane.
They'll make like the how the things look out of like shapes.
Yeah.
With blue shit over it. So you kind of
it'll be
have
a guy holding a sphere.
Yeah.
In the
and
movie,
that's Ultron or whatever.
They didn't know who they were fighting. Because they didn't know any of the plot.
Yeah.
They didn't know, like, so when Spider-Man's fighting Thanos, he has no idea who he's fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it like Manhattan Project style because they didn't want anyone to leak.
They had a fucking lock on that shit, dude.
It worked out, but damn, that seems like it'd be fucking hard as hell for the actor.
Wow. So that's how they were.
Can you imagine Pat?
Oh, like, just, man. He's Thanos.
Like, from a blue, we're filming it, we're filming it, we're just... shooting through space.
Yeah, I want to see what his fucking outfit would be.
Dude, imagine Pat after the Thanos snap. He's like, yeah, man, my whole family died.
No, my gosh, bro.
He's like, I was talking to this girl, turned to dust right in front of me.
Yeah, she turned to dust.
Ain't it crazy that you just snapped right now?
Everyone I know turned to dust.
Everybody know turned to dust.
Everybody back in Mobile died. The whole city. Somehow everybody Pat knows died.
There was
he
no 50-50.
He has to start from scratch. It's, but it's just the people Pat knew.
Damn, man.
Oh, my God. I've never heard. Every time. It's not one time he ever talked to us. And this is over. This is years. And that he hasn't said someone has died in one setting talking to him. I don't care if you see him 3 times in a week.
He's the spirit of death. Yeah, he's like Christopher Walken from Click. He's the angel of death.
Yeah. Remember he did that with the jacking off.
Hmm.
Remember that?
When did he say someone died on there?
Yeah, he did. And then they were like, damn, man. Because you remember they did that joke? Oh, like, yeah, I forgot what like the board thing.
That went on the comedy competition, jacking off comedy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. My mom was not.
I should have clarified that better. I'm just talking about jacking.
So the Jack Thriller's jacking
shout
off.
Shout out.
They do an open mic down there. And our boys had a rough time, but it was some great moments in there. I would suggest go watching it.
Oh,
and,
yeah. In fact, one of them might be, instead of Scrappy-Doo at the end, I might put M. Dot's.
What's that? Oh, dude, it was the best thing ever. So he's walking up, and you could tell. At first, he's walking up cool as shit, right? So he walking up to the stage, cool shit. And I don't know when he grabbed that microphone, and spirit took a hold of him, because he said, "What's up? What's up? What's up?" it was wild.
I loved it.
How hyped that he got for that, and
it's
was
my favorite thing.
It's like the ultimate war.
And he kicked it off, and then a lot of things happened in between there. Ended off with Pat, and that Pat, I thought, did the best.
Yeah, he did really good.
And they roasted the shit out of Pat though, and it was great. It was great. They told him he didn't want to. Tell him he didn't want to be here no more. They're right. He doesn't give a fuck about his life.
Yeah.
He said. I know. I don't think I'm gonna die because God don't want me to die. I've been shot at.
Damn.
There's not a day that goes by when I don't think about when Sci-Fi said the tongues of his shoes look like riot shields.
Oh, they do,
I think about that every day.
Damn, man.
That's so funny, dude.
Love you, Pat, man.
Hell yeah, shout out.
Love Pat, dude. But to having a conversation with Pat is like, have you ever just had like an off day?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just feels like
everything
that.
Just feels, yep.
It's just like something here isn't clicking in the way that it normally does. That every time I talk to Pat, I'm like, are we having a conversation? It's not a conversation, but we're just kind of talking at each other.
Yeah.
Well, it's a strange, like, vortex, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pat doesn't listen once he stops talking.
Yeah.
Pat could be sitting right here. And we could be talking about Pat, like to his face, be like, you know, you're a piece of shit, you know, you're blah, 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 and just trying to make him laugh. And then he'll just be like, man, that new 50 Cent, dog. He trying to come out with new music, but he doesn't register what you're saying to him.
I think you should stick to the drama.
You seen Frilla?
It's just when he's talking, he'll look at you, but then as soon as you start talking, he's on Facebook.
Yeah.
So he never really hears what you're saying.
Yeah. I love
so
it.
So he's probably just trying to guess.
Would you want him to hear what you're saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Dude, and sometimes he'll be like talking, and you'll be like, oh, man, you getting like, oh, I ain't talking to you, though, man. I'm like, who you talking to?
Yes.
Like, he got me so many times like that. It's like,
because you can't see the AirPods.
Like, it's like when somebody waves at you, and it's like, no, but he has no AirPods. It's like when somebody waves.
No, he does. It's just like when you wear a wedding ring and then your hand gets fatter and it like, it's like that with the AirPods.
Did you see that dude? It was going viral with the pinky finger.
Gross. Bro.
Look up the pinky finger ring.
It was inside of his body.
Yeah, it was inside. Like, cut it off. You got to cut off the pinky now.
I don't like this.
Oh, it's nasty too.
Yeah.
Ring inside.
What if it was like one of those aura rings?
You're going to get a call for this.
Symbiote or something. Or android. That's what I was thinking of. The aura ring?
Fucking safe search. What
the fuck are you talking about, aura ring?
It's the ring that it's like $600, but it monitors all your vitals.
It's like Apple Watch. Wow, don't do that, dude. First of all, you're asking for trouble. What if you absorbed it,
dude?
Huh?
What if you absorbed that?
Holy shit.
You would be like a robot.
Talking about like that?
Yeah, something like that. It was blacker than that, though.
Oh, man, that's bad.
That's an Indian. I can see them hands.
That's bad, bro. You got to get that. You got to get the welder and get that off.
Oh, that one you still probably can salvage the finger.
I was looking at one. It was like their skin had grown over it.
Not the top, but the back. I'm going to
search that up. Ring where skin grew over.
Why you have me on this one?
Yeah, dude.
I hate you.
Well, look at this.
We love you, man.
There we go. Let's see that one.
Oh, this right here.
Yep.
Jesus. I hate this kind of shit.
Yeah, he needs to. I mean, he's lucky that hasn't got gangrene yet.
Honestly.
It looks pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it is crazy how like resilient the human body is. Like, it's fragile.
Look at that, dude.
This is like when you see a flower growing in a pothole.
It's like Dragon Ball Z Fusion right there, man.
Yeah.
It's not.
How does it get to this point?
It's sad. This is bad.
It is, Alex.
Yeah, man, it's morphin' time.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's something different, too. But, you know, it's all the same realm. Holy they morphin' shit. Or something.
Ooh, look at this that one. Look, that look this one's coat. Worse. Look, is the ring inside of him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't... Is that...
Like, is that
let's
the
ask
ring?
Jeff Greenspan. He's an expert of rings inside of people.
Shout out Jeff Greenspan.
Jeff Greenspan.
That motherfucker's hilarious.
With rings inside
I love
people.
That fucking
yeah.
joke.
He knows what's inside.
I dude, love you, Brad.
Yeah, that looks fucking terrible.
That's
dude.
Sad. Mm.
Like, he fully absorbed it. He's like, what?
That's terrible, man. That's a nightmare.
At what point do you like, hey, maybe I should take this off?
It's a human Kirby.
What does that say on the side? Can you see it, Alex?
Class of 85. I don't know. I don't think it's a pinky nail in the back.
Yeah.
That's like a different language.
And that's a class ring. That dude peaked in high school, dude.
Had to have.
Nothing afterwards.
Yeah,
he can't remember from by the time he put that on to now.
Oh, that looks fucking terrible.
Yeah. Horrible, I don't like this, man.
Yeah, I'm not. I was vibing with it at first. I don't like it anymore.
I don't like it. Don't like that?
Ooh, have you heard of
trash?
Have you heard of vibe coding?
What?
Are you
No, you got to talk
I feel like JJ is the probably the
vibe
only
coding?
One. Vibe coding? Speaking what are of the, vibes.
Like a vibrator?
It's where you just let, it's where you forget about no one had a code and just let the AI do it.
Sound like ChatGPT.
Vibe coding.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean?
No,
oh, I still don't get
it. This.
It's just what all the hip, rich coders who can afford AIs are doing now.
They're just not doing their job and just letting, AI,
letting
do
AI do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
We should start vibe comedying, stand-upping.
Let AI? Oh, dude.
Vibe gooning?
Vibe gooning, dude. ChatGPT, find me the porn that will make me come the quickest.
Min-maxing. What porn makes you come the quickest, Brandon?
Me?
If you watched porn.
Yeah, if you did, hypothetically.
Oh, back then. I remember what was it, early 2010s, near 2015, 2016?
Sure. I mean, you were like six.
Yeah, what was that era?
Why the fuck were you watching porn when you were 6 o'clock? I mean, 6 years old.
6 o'clock?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well,
shout out to Tito's.
Well, that's because everybody else is doing it. But, man, let me think, man. I guess when you would see it, the boobs.
Just boobs.
Yeah, that was nice.
Big titties, small.
Yeah, that.
That's
and
most
then, like,
straight.
I guess,
oh my god, I don't like boobs.
And then like I don't know. Dope. And then when they be like the lesbian, I guess wrestling around, that was nice.
Just wrestling around.
Like, yeah, they wrestle each other.
Like when the ladies wrestle and then the fucks the loser.
Yeah.
Those ones are
or
good.
They just start going
good.
At each other.
They film this at like a child
or you know what?
School.
Or the match will get so good they start going at each other.
The what?
That's somebody when they wrestling each other.
So you just watching like the UFC and jerking off?
Not the UFC.
Ronda Rousey.
No. They've been, you know, AI's been trying to do stuff for her. That's crazy.
Well, they trying to do.
What was Alan Iverson?
AI, that was, I guess weird because I'll be looking like I'll just scroll through like Instagram and then they'll be like, "What if this is Ronda Rousey?" And this is like AI with her with like.
Big titties.
Yeah, algorithm like, is wild. Wild.
You don't like it, huh?
Algorithm.
No, I don't.
Wild.
It's just weird. It's like Instagram.
But
weird.
You see,
it's like when you click on something more.
Which
stuff
one
like
of our
that,
friends though. Like it? Do you see, like at the corner?
Does
it?
Oh my! You know.
What are you talking about?
You guys know who out of the comedy scene in Huntsville is liking and following the girls on Instagram.
Johnny
you guys
Blanco.
Know.
Oh, Jake.
Oh man.
It's either Jake or Scott.
Well, Jake, it's always a weird one.
Yeah.
It's always bad. He keeps sending me videos of this Jewish influencer, and she has really big tits.
With the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. She's funny. Let's she's a little too...
Jewish girl, big tits.
She's very...
She's a little...
Proud of her ethnicity.
A little too... No, I'm kidding.
No, is she? Ooh, that's even better.
No, she's one of those, like, she's, like, going hard in the paint pro-Israel against, like, mm-hmm. the pro-Hamas
oh,
people.
She's, like, in Turning Point USA. Right,
yeah, that's a good... That's really fucking funny.
Wait,
that's
so what is
really
she
fucking funny.
What is she called?
Search Jewish American princess and just search Jap, actually.
Yeah, I searched somebody else.
That's
I...
what they call themselves.
Are you serious?
Japs?
That's like a term in Jewish America, Jap.
That I feel like they could think of a different
her?
One.
No, but they all look like her.
Dude, see, click on it so I can see it.
That's not her. That's an Asian.
She's a Jew. I don't know why.
What the fuck? Wait, now look.
That's
this
a Jap.
Is, like, look, I'm just going on a limb.
That's a real Jap.
Does she kind of look like this? Because this is who he talks about. Like, he'll be like, oh, her. It's her.
That's a porn star, though, correct?
Maybe, yes.
I don't
that
I,
is
she
not
does have
her.
An OnlyFans.
Dude, do they have Jewish porn stars?
Absolutely.
Dude, I just saw a crazy unhinged Instagram post that I probably shouldn't talk about.
Let's
but it had to do with
about.
Well, why not,
Jews
man?
And pornography. Apparently, like, all the major producers. They're trying to say that. Yeah, I can't even go.
Say it, dude.
It's so fucking racist.
Well,
I don't even
let's hear
say
it.
They're basically just...
It's not you saying it's them.
Well, I have to tell it to you.
Yeah.
But it's basically like they're saying that Jews are behind the entire porn industry.
I mean,
and that they
well, I mean
kind of
let's
like
look it up.
Did it purposefully.
Yeah, like, you guys want me to
what
find out?
What do you mean
out?
Purposefully? That's where I'm like, what do you mean purposefully?
But that was the vibe of the post.
But like purposely like...
I'm
like,
just watching good stuff like Nick Fuentes and like that kind of thing.
Yeah. What's his,
good
yeah.
Americans.
And just people getting like hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like falling off a bicycle, going like 60 feet in the air. I don't know, man. Instagram's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm right
man,
there with you,
they show
you
some crazy stuff. I saw, like, a dude was, like, holding an accordion of Spider-Man, and he was swinging, and he, like, hit the
I
ball.
Have seen that. That's funny, dude. I thought that guy was Hispanic for the longest time, but now I think it's in Eastern Europe. It's a guy with an accordion, and he's dressed up as Spider-Man for a kid's birthday party, and he's pretending to walk down the wall, and then, like, the rope slips,
yeah.
and he flies out and slams back into the side of the house, and, like, he's knocked out, and his arms go like this, and the accordion just goes,
dude, it was so funny. It was
yes.
so...
Yes.
You could please find
that. Let's see that.
Oh
I want to see it so
God.
Bad.
Just look at that Spider-Man accordion.
Eastern Europeans fucking
dude.
Continue.
And this might be another Adam Silver situation where I'm just completely off the mark.
No, no, you're probably right. The Balkans are fucking bad. All right,
there we go. 10 seconds.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be it.
Oh, my God. You're trying to say it.
Yeah, the sound makes it but it's funny.
Is he still going?
Yeah, he is.
He might be seizing up.
Oh my. Yeah, any way you play an accordion, it sounds like a song.
Oh,
so.
Man.
That's good.
Oh
man,
my God.
My it didn't make his, but it made mine.
That's incredible.
I love Spider-Man.
JJ, you wanted to do something today, right?
Oh, I did. I wanted to play Family Feud.
All right, let's do it.
No real reason behind it.
Man, let's play it.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Please. We'll just turn it down on the TV.
Okay.
So we're going to get Danica. The round one. I'm Steve Harvey. Name something that is carried in a tanker truck. What the fuck is
gas?
A
gasoline.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Semen.
Semen. Well, we'll put that gas. Next. Gas. We got 59. What's next? What's next?
How are we gonna take it? Don't we take it now?
Semen.
No. Oh.
See, you want me to put semen?
No.
Okay, what do you want me to put?
Water.
Yeah. And sewage too.
All right, so water. That's 12.
Cement.
Oh, yeah. You said sewage?
Cement.
Cement. All right.
Sorry. No, it started with a C.
Okay.
There it is. On the,
My God. It suggested cement.
Oh, there it is right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wrong. You got that wrong.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Swag.
Damn, they already guessed it.
Water. Okay,
so water? Did we say water?
Yeah, water.
Oh, we already said water. Okay. Fuck.
Tires. We only have 2 seconds.
Tires?
No.
Milk? Oh, you did have milk.
But in the... I wouldn't have guessed milk. What the
fuck was that? Hey, milk's cool.
Fuck, we're still winning. Round. We're winning.
Winning, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you, Danica. All right, double points. Bye. So name a kind of dog you'd be surprised to see a chihuahua pick up. Definitely a pit bull.
Say it. I don't know.
Name a dog you'd be surprised to see a chihuahua pick a fight with.
Pit bull. Okay, go ahead.
Pit bull.
We got to read it the whole way so
you're right. Pit bull, that's 42 points.
German Shepherd.
Human.
German Shepherd. Yep, 14.
Rockwaller.
Yeah.
Rockwaller. How you spell that? Rock? Why? Ah, oh, damn, man. You guys got it.
R-O-T-T.
Oh, R-O-T-T?
Yeah, I think.
T-T Weiler W?
I think it's just E-I-L-E-R. I don't know. I didn't win this.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll just say
there it is.
There we go. Rockwaller. Saint Bernard.
There it is.
Saint.
Beethoven.
What else? Come on, give him something while you're doing this one.
She.
Boxer.
She. Shih Tzu.
Saint Bernard.
Fuck. I mean, okay.
Saint Bernard was on there. Doberman Great Dane. Yeah, that's good. Who won that?
Why was Saint Bernard on there?
We gotta be winning that.
This bitch.
Oh, she's beating us.
Oh, dude, she got double points.
We gotta win in this final round.
Come on, Brandon.
Round.
You gotta read it. Make
Karen
sure you read
ass.
It off so
Karen
we can
ass.
Guess.
All right, let's get it.
Points.
Name something a woman hopes doesn't break right before going out on a big date. A
condom. Water.
Oh, yep. Water? Okay. We'll put condom next.
Yeah.
Well,
semen.
Why would it go before?
Should we put condom?
No.
No?
Because okay. That's not before the date.
Damn it. Before the date.
Breaks.
Wallet.
Her
wallet?
Car.
Car, yeah. Car. Probably number one.
Car. Wallet.
Ooh. What? The fuck? What? Breaks?
Shit. Heel.
Wind.
Heel, yeah.
Wind.
Yeah, let's go.
Smart.
Come on,
ooh,
keep on going.
Brace, jewelry.
Jewelry?
J-E-W.
Yeah, clothes or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fuck. That's not spelled right. We'll go next. Okay, we'll see.
Watch.
Ooh, yeah, you don't want that breaking.
Phone.
Ooh, dude, you are on the ball right now. Nope, not the phone.
Damn, the ball.
Okay.
We got number one, though, so
where
I don't know what the fuck
be?
The rest of those are.
Dude, I don't know either. Let's find out. Why'd you say condom?
Hair dryer, bra. Fingernail.
I wasn't thinking of the bra. I mean,
she definitely beat us.
Oh my God.
Fast money round.
Fast money.
God.
Oh, hell.
Restraining
no.
order?
Hmm?
That was we gotta watch that. Well, fuck it. You know, we dedicated people. Let's talk about life while we wait for this.
Lego sets. Oh, the gift that Lego. Always clicks.
What's life going
to
you
creative
right now,
right? Explorers.
Throwing me a lot, man. Throwing me a.
You can go take a piss.
Oh, you gotta go take a piss. This is a good time to do it, man. We're on commercial break.
Brandon's about to tell us about life.
Sometimes
yeah,
it takes a different approach
life.
To see
we're
the possibilities.
What's the purpose
you?
Of life, man?
Mm. What's the purpose of life?
At Capella University, you can earn a degree on your own.
I guess to wake up, do it again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right, we got extra.
Shit, name an animal that is easy to imitate.
Monkey.
You know, yeah, monkey. It's your race.
I know what I would do. Kangaroo.
Ooh, kangaroo? Dude.
Wait, no. It's a different question.
Different question.
Name a sport that... Basketball. You just need a ball.
I didn't say I can't see the question.
Oh. Okay. Name something you'd hate to have to jump out of.
A plane.
Nope. Okay.
Name a device used for cutting. Scissors.
No, knife. You're right.
Oh, scissors is probably better.
We got it. All right.
Name something you might find on a mini golf course.
Ooh, a ball.
A windmill. A golf ball.
Oh, windmill.
Windmill. Hold on.
Golf.
Let's see.
I think we might have won, dude.
I don't know.
35
first, baby.
Basketball, man, please.
I'm about
dude.
To get some. 24. Hey!
We got all number ones.
Playing.
First. We got all number one answers.
Knife.
Oh,
windmill.
No way.
Windmill.
Golf ball.
Oh, we got it.
All right, did we win?
We had to fucking beat her ass.
Yeah, fuck you. What's her name, Candace? Mm-hmm.
I guess we were
We won. We the chosen ones, man. We special.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Well.
I got everybody like some of us. Well, we did that.
Hell yeah, we did that.
We did that.
We fucked
we
that
did.
Up.
Yes, we did, man.
That was fire.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad that you guys indulged me on that one.
That was great.
I'll look for different games for y'all to play.
Man, hell yeah. What, Hangman next? I'm just fucking with you. I mean, if y'all want to.
You really want to play Hangman real quick?
You like Hangman?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play some Hangman.
Why don't you just do it real quick?
Ooh, when's the,
we don't have paper.
When's the Zog getting here?
9:15.
Okay.
I got it timed out. He knows 9:05. Yeah.
It's about 9:05.
Yeah, but
not
4 minutes? Put him up there.
I know you guys didn't see what he just did, bro.
What did I just do?
When he grabbed a pop figure to move it out, he like moved it out, brought it back, and then walked it.
I did.
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
No, man.
Dude, Brandon, I love that that's your spirit in life, dude. It's just fucking. Like, you pick up a toy, you gotta play with it, dude.
Yeah.
That's so fucking
I love
fire.
Playing with toys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Action figures.
I didn't like that
one.
Yeah.
We're not talking about those toys.
You ain't ever try to play with those?
With what? Sex toys?
Yeah.
Yeah, just that football.
Oh, but like...
just the sex football.
But like vibrators and such.
No.
No?
I mean, no.
Why not?
Nothing wrong with
You're
it.
Talking about, what, for me?
Well, I mean, in your... Not just
have
for
you.
Oh,
have you ever wielded
we have to use it, sure, but it was more competition to me, man.
It can help you out.
Yeah,
it can
Henry joke that he had.
It can, but it's also like, I'm like, why the fuck am I this robot trying to come in here and take my shit?
But you could use it with yourself, so you could be like an android.
Also, like both.
Yeah, of course. Both.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but then again, I don't know. I still think about it. I'd be like, man, this robot. Trying to take shit over, man.
What if you were fucking the robot?
Mm.
I was fucking the robot, what, like that majestic creature pocket pussy thing I've been talking about?
Yes.
Hey.
The majestic, guys.
You mean the one they sell?
The majestic creature thing he was talking about.
Yeah, man. You mean the thing they sell at the mall at Parkway God. Place and Spencer's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $23.
Yeah. I just see Brandon behind the glass, like, looking.
Yeah.
Like, it'll shoot your eye out, kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
adventurous, man. That, that knock on some wood there, you know.
Was that your penis?
No. Wouldn't that be crazy if it was? That means it's powerful. If it could bang up against this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do a funny bit. You can make the desk rise.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude.
Have you had a standing desk?
It is.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it in stand mode.
Dude, that is true. Without that button, I make it rise. I'd be like, there we go. Bring it down. It just brings it down.
It does, though.
He's acting
shit,
like
it is. Hold on. Wait, they'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So,
please fall apart.
All right. Say sea creature pocket pussy. Why
sea creature pocket pussy.
Isn't that crazy? Look what you did. Now let's bring it back down.
Bring it back down a little bit. All right. Lois with big tits. All right. Bring
gay
it back.
Porn.
Oh, man, it's going down all the way.
Miss Incredible.
Dude. I feel like that's higher than it.
No, dude, that's as low as it can go.
Mr. Incredible nude.
I hope you can't see any of this in the camera.
You just hear the noise.
You can't for sure, but it'll just be hilarious.
Alright, boys.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Good shit. Have a good one.
Alright.
Good shit, Brandon.
Hate Scrappy Doo.